Okay, tape is rolling, and for the record, your name and your title.
I'm Vic Amar, and I'm the Dean of the College of Law at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Okay, well, tell us about the Solicitor General's visit today. Why are they coming, and what's the
Well,
topic?
first thing is it's not the Solicitor General. It is a person who works in the Solicitor General's office. Malcolm Stewart is one of three career civil service deputy Solicitor Generals, and that means he's not a political appointee. He's somebody who comes and goes with he who stays with the office as each administration comes and goes. So he's been in the SG's office since 1993 when Bill Clinton was president, and he is one of the senior lawyers in the group that represents the United States in the U.S. Supreme Court. And Malcolm's particular portfolio includes intellectual property, bankruptcy cases, security cases, some environmental cases, and he's argued 78 cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court over the past 25 years.
So it sounds like he'll be sharing his expertise and also his
Yeah,
experiences in front of the Supreme Court.
the subject of the talk, and there's a website posting on our webpage if you want to look at it in more depth. It's a conversation, it's not a formal lecture, but he is going to talk about the role of the Solicitor General and that office in historical terms. Talk a little bit about how that office does its job, talk about his own approach to writing briefs and doing oral arguments at high tribunals. And maybe there'll be a few war stories thrown in there. Most of the cases that Malcolm has argued are not ones that anyone would have heard of who's not working in, those technical areas of law like bankruptcy or intellectual property. But he did argue the Citizens United case on behalf of the federal government the first time around. So Citizens United was a case that went to the Supreme Court, and then after that oral argument, the conservative justices seemed to want to use that case for bigger things. So they asked the parties to provide additional briefing, and then it was re-argued the next year, this time by the Solicitor General herself, Elena Kagan, and the federal government lost that case 5-4. But Malcolm argued the first time around trying to defend the federal government's position of regulating corporate expenditures in political campaigns.
Okay, and I guess we've heard word that there's going to be protests in regard to immigration, but it sounds like the protest and the subject of the talk and the person
Yeah,
giving
that's
the talk is kind of an apples and oranges situation.
that and that's the people have a right to protest. But that doesn't mean that all protests are sensible or are targeted or tailored. So, Malcolm doesn't have any real history or relationship to any of the issues that people what might be complaining about. Now, it's true he works for the federal government, but so do millions of people. And unlike, the attorney general or the solicitor general himself, who is appointed by the president, Malcolm is a civil servant, and I just personally don't think it's reasonable to expect the millions of people who made a career in government to quit depending on who's in the White House. So, Malcolm has been in the office when Clinton was president, when Bush was president, when Obama is president, and today. So, I don't think there's anything about him or his work that would provoke a protest other than the fact that people are very angry at the president, and he happens to be part of the millions of people who work in the executive branch. But, think about the implications of an approach where people, civil servants, left the executive branch whenever a president was elected who they didn't like. Then instead of having this professional core of civil servants, you'd have more political types filling all those ranks, and that would actually be counterproductive, I think, to the sense of balance that a lot of us would like to see in Washington, D.C.
All right, that's material I'm looking for. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but I actually, if WILL is a very helpful source of enlightenment and education, and if you could kind of make that point that his role at the SG and his civil service career, they don't map very well onto anything that people might be protesting about. I think it's important that when people think about protests, they also understand that not all protests are properly targeted.
Okay, very good. And just so I pronounce your name correctly, could you say your name one more time just to pronounce it so I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, Vikram Amar,
Vikram
and the
Amar,
Dean of the
very
College.
good.
Yeah, and you asked one other question too, and I want to make sure I answer it. So I was the one who invited him. I've known Malcolm for decades. He and I went to law school together, and then we clerked at the U.S. Supreme Court together for Justice Blackmun. So he's somebody whose career I've followed for a long time. And so if someone doesn't think he was an appropriate person to invite, and I think he obviously was, but I was the one who invited him just because people should, own up to what they do.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.